Holding a gimel, Amal Aleph at the bottom, the second to last line, the Rabba D'Amar Lefish Ein Biki and Lishma. So we're saying Mefanei Nechtam, Mefanei Nechtam because of Lishma. So it means we're requiring that the Lishma is both true at the time, at the moment, for the Ksiva and for the Chasima. Now the pasuk says, "V'chasav law sefer kisus v'nasam biyadah." Midarshin the word "v'chasav law," we have to write it, law for her with her in her mind. So that's the din of lishma. So that's the din of ksiva. So there is a tana which says no. That the main point of the ksiva is actually the chasima. Who says you need both lishma? This is requiring the saying b'farei nechta, b'farei nechta. Both the ksiva and the chasima have to be made lishma. So man haitana, the boy ksiba lishma, boy chasima lishma. Which tana holds you need both? Ira Meir, chasima boy, ksiba loy boy. Ira Meir holds the main thing is the chasima, and the chasima is required to be lishma, but not the chasima is required to be lishma, not the ksiba. The tana, So the pasuk says because of v'nosan, the same pasuk because of v'nosan, that there cannot be anything which takes place between the ksiva and the nesina. There can't be any necessary step, which means in kosin b'mochuber l'karka. So if a person would write it on something which is attached to the ground, then cut it off from the ground and give it to her because you need nesina. So there's a step in between the ksiva and the nesina. You have to cut it off. Let's say kosal the mechubar the bekarka tolshu. If he wrote it while it's attached, he detached it chosmoi. Then they signed the signatures. V'nosat lo hazkasher. So we're saying that the law is that the redarshing of a kosav and nosan, since the nesina requires an act of giving it over, it's not shy to give it over when it's all attached to the ground. It's not called going anywhere. So that's going to be a step which is going to be necessary in the process. It can't be between the ksiva and the nesina. No, there can't be anything in between. But as long as the talisha is before the chasima, even though it was after the ksiva, it's kosher. So the pasuk of a kosav doesn't mean kosav; it means v'chosam. And the time of this mishnah second parak is a mayor, according to So there's a machlok around how to learn the Mishnah, but the one pshat it's referring to, it's going under Meir, and ksiva means ksiva, and chasima means chasima. Okay, so you see that he understands the word v'chasav in the pasuk referring to the chasima. So similarly, v'chasav law means the chasima. So you need chasima lishma, but not ksiva. Ira b'yalazer. Ksiva boy, chasima le boy. So we're gonna quote Kepner Lezer in the Brisa soon, or actually the Mishnah soon, that Rabbi Lezer holds that there's no requirement to have Adam signed on a get. If you write up a get and you give it in front of Adam, it's a kosher get. So the pasuk, there's no din of chasima. He also, chasima is not necessary to make it a get. So obviously the pasuk of Bekosa is referring to ksiva, not to chasima. And there's no din of lishmo on the chasima. So ksiva boy, chasima loy boy. V'chitema, maybe you'll tell me, loyalim Rabbi Elozer he. It is Rabbi Elozer. And v'chil loy boy, Rabbi Elozer, chasima lishmo is min harais. But min rabbonin boy. So even though Midaraisa, the pasuk v'kasa means v'kasa, but there's no requirement of chasima at all. The get is kasha without chasima, since there is a takana derbanan to put chasima in. included in that the Kanah Darbanan is that it has to be done lishma. So therefore you require Ksiva lishma made raisu, and Chasima lishma made Rabbanan. Tosis points out that if that would be true, it has to be that it's going to be possible without it's going to become possible without it. But the word is going to change, because Chazal said that anyone who doesn't say "funan funan nechdam," so the get is not, you can't get married based on the get. The get is possible. So if this chasima lishma that we're suggesting right now was not ma'akev b'diavad, so then the person doesn't say "b'funan nechdam funan nechdam," that the get is not valid. Doesn't make any sense. Just means the Mishnah will say later on, if it just says "b'funan nechdam" and not "b'funan nechdam," it's no good, and she can't get married. Why can't she get married? You're telling me that b'di'evid chasim lishma is not necessary. So it has to be that chasim lishma is ma'akev b'di'evid, and therefore, if you don't say "b'funan nechdam," she can't get married. So it means we're saying right now that according to Rabbi Elazar, that chasim lishma is going to be ma'akev b'di'evid. But for the Markasha, so this suggestion that you're suggesting it can't be true, because while Shloisha Gittin Psulin to Rabbanan, Leboy Rabbi Elazar Chasim Lishma, that there are three Gittin which are, she's not allowed to get married with them, L'chatchila, but if she does get married, the law is that it's kosher. And those three, Gittin, Rabbi Elazar says that they're kosher even without chasima. So if they're kosher even without chasima, they're kosher even without chasima lishma. You don't need chasima at all. The fact that you have the chasima not lishma shouldn't bother us. But we'll see later on. Maybe that's a chasima done improperly is worse than no chasima at all. But right now we're going to prove that you don't even need chasima at all, according to Rabbi Elazar. So if you don't need chasima at all, so Kal v'chomer, the more is assuming that chasima lishma is not going to be a problem. And this is the Rabbi Elazar, which we said before, that chasima boy, chasima leboy. So we're going to bring that source now. So there's three cases which are getting which apostle, which Rabbi Elazar says that you don't need chasima lishma. You don't need chasima at all. Now, it's a mission of the last parak. Can we look at the psulin? In this case of Vlad Kosher, the three Gittin which are possible in Rabbanan. So she is not allowed to get married she's not allowed to use this get to get married, but if she did, so the luck is that the B'di'evid, the get is kosher, and the children, therefore, of that second marriage are kosher. What are the three? The first one is Kosev B'Ksav Yodo Veda Lovedim. The Baal wrote the get himself, and the Baal wrote the get himself. He did not send any edim on it. So now there's no psul of Ksav Yodoy. Be'etzem, it's his handwriting, so what do you need edim for? The issue of the edim is to verify that this is the person who wrote it. Well, we know that. So Tosis points out that the problem is it has an ineffective zman, because he could date it anything he wants. So once it's ksav yodoy, it functions as a get without zman. Okay, and that's the next case. Yesh levedim b'dein b'zman. The second scenario is there are edim signed in it, but they left out the zman. So we'll see in the second parak that why do you need zman in a get? The Mora is going to discuss why you need zman in a get. So in a loan document, we need zman, because the purpose of the loan document is to give the person a shibud, and we need to. The purpose is to be able to prove that he can collect, but the purpose of collecting, part of it, is to give him a shibud above and beyond just b'nei charan, but even m'shabodim. Well, m'shabodim, we need to know that any purchase Reuben lent Shimon money, so Reuben gets a shibud all of Shimon's property. If Shimon subsequently sells property, it's being sold with Reuben's lien on it. Well, how do I know whether the people bought it before or after the loan? These people who bought the field, they bought it with a lien on it or not? Well, we have a date on the loan. So you obviously need a date in the shtar. A man's going to garish a woman. What do you need a date in the shtar for? Man says, the man takes his statement that I want to send you away, and he puts his name, her name, he says, this should be a safer krisus, all the language he has to say, and he gives it there in front of Adam. No date written, what's the problem? So more says it's a kind of the rabbanon, that there has to be zman, because and the more discusses why. It's midrash, so there's no need for zman in the get. It's a kind of the rabbanon, and therefore it's she's not only get married with this chachilo, but if she did get married with it, the blood is kosher, and so the get is valid midrash. Okay. Yesh b'zman bein v'aleidecha. Or the third option is that it has man, but there's only one eight signed, and the Gemara is going to have a machlokes later on. So where's the second eight? Either the cipher acts as a second eight, so the cipher wrote it out. So there's a second person who knows about this information, or actually the case was a case of Ksav Yodai. And the Chiddush over here, we had the first case was Ksav Yodai with no Edom at all. Now it's Ksav Yodai with Eid Echot. So maybe, and it's still saying you can't get married. This is a blood kosher. Zot the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, Al Vishayin Alav Edom, Al Shanos Alav Vi Edom, kosher. Rabbi Elazar does not require Edom signed on the get. So that the main thing is that there has to be Edom Asira. So if he writes the get without any Edom and gives it in front of Edom, it's a valid gerush in the chachilo. She's allowed to get married. If a guy ben chasim shabbat, and such a document by a the Rashi Tup Shatim, and similarly by a case of a loan, a shtar without Edom signed in it is also kosher. And it's kosher, it gets the full din of a shtar, which means it's government of Chasim Shabbatim. That the milah over milva b'shtar over milva alpeh, and milva alpeh means there was no documentation, there's only Edom which witnessed it. He can't deny it. In regard, the loan is definitely a loan, but does the Malva get the right to collect from the Chasim Shabbatim? So Reuben lent Shimon money, and Shimon has five properties. So Reuben says, I got no problem, you know. If he defaults to the loan, I have property to collect from. So as long as Shimon has not sold, did not subsequently sell the property, that's true. Reuben has the right to collect from Shimon and all of Shimon's assets. What would be if Shimon sells off one of those assets before the loan is due, or before Reuben collects for the loan? He says, you know, he sold away all these assets, there's not enough money to collect the loan. So I'm going to go to the purchasers and say, listen, you bought it, I had a lien on the property. That's called the collection from the Chasim Shabbatim. So Milva Pet is not collecting from the Chasim Shabbatim. Milva Bishtar does. So Zotra Belozer, Milva Bishtar, once it's written, a shtar is the main thing is the ksiva of the shtar. And being given in front of Adam. So even by case of a milva, if you would have the ksiva and a masira of the loan, Adam which would witness the halvoa, given getting the money and getting the shtar. So there's Adam masira on what the shtar says. The shtar collects from the chasim shabbat. if somebody would challenge the validity of the shofar, you'd have to bring those edim in, which that might be challenging. So we do have an option of signing edim on the shofar, let's say also for now. The reason why edim sign on the get or shtar, etc., is because there's a tikkun olam. It helps that we don't have to, in case the edim die, the edim leave, it's going to be difficult to use the shtar to collect, etc. Chazar Masakin put edim, sign edim on the document. But the Iker didn't arise, so it doesn't need edim. And therefore, if there's no edim, it's still kosher. So the Mor says, if Cardinal Belozer, if there's no edim, it's kosher, you don't need chasim on the Shema. Right? You don't have to have edim at all. So how can we need the edim on the Shema? So Cardinal Belozer, all you need is chasim on the Shema. So Cardinal Meir, all you need is chasim on the Shema. So why does he have to say before Nechtav, before Nechtav? Who's the town of the Mishnah? Not Rameir, not Rabbi Yehuda, not Rameir, not Rabbi Belozer. So the Mor says, So we started off with according to Meir, you just need chasim al lishma, because he holds that the main by the case of mechuber, as long as it's detached before the chasima, even though it was attached at the time of the ksiva, it's okay. And you mean you're talking about this drasha because of a nasin and not because of a bekatzat of a nasin. There's the ksiva between the ksiva and the chasima. No. The sina. No, the ksiva doesn't mean ksiva in the pasuk. It means chasima. So. Even though it was written by Mechuber, so it was Kosav, Vikotzatz, Vikosam, Vinosam, no problem, because Vikosam is what the Pasuk means. So Vikosam, Vinosam. So the word means, in the Pasuk, Vikosam means Vikosam. You need Vikosam, Lishmoa, but not Vikosam. A Cardinal Belozer, the opposite. The Mor said, well, maybe Mirabonon, you need a Cardinal Belozer, both. Now the Mor is going to say, well, let's say the same idea in Rameyer. I mean, Raisa, you all need is chasim lishma. Chazar Masak, you need chasim lishma. So Mor is going to prove that that's not true either. That's the next piece. Let's see Rashi. Man haitana de masnisen, Baran Rashi, Amad Aleph. So who's this Tana? Ira Meir, Domer Iker Hashtar Zui Chasimosa, the Iker of the Shar is the signature. So according to him, chasim lishma boy, the kiksib when it writes in the word in the Torah the words of a kasev law, a chasima ksiv. According to Meir, it's referring to the chasima, not the ksiva. Concerning the kamon, kasev get al mechuber is kosher. According to Rebbe Meir, writing a get with mechuber is kosher. Ba'avon gav the ksiva kasev and nasa, and we darsh mishen mechuser el ksiva benasina yitzeshu mechuser ksiva kitzitza benasina. Midaraisa, you cannot have that step between the ksiva and the nesina. And so how it can be kosher? Halacha kibun the chosma betalus, since the chasima was done after it was detached. Machshel Rameyer. So that's called bekasav. So alma because of the kroa chasima hu. Even though the Torah wrote the word because of, it means, what does the ksiva mean? When you take the shtar, the get, and you document that this is what he meant, means to say, that's the moment of the act of making this into a get. That moment can't be when it's attached. That moment has to be the Shema, but not beforehand. Like we said, in the introduction, the idea of a get is to take this person's rutz and vergerishin and to inject it into this document, and now this document becomes a gerishin machine. It has the koyach to be megarish. That koyach to be megarish is because you inject into the document the das of the baal to be megarish. So Meir says the moment of injecting that into the document is at the chasima. Till there's chasima, it's nothing. It's not a get. It's words on a paper.
So if he wrote it for a different woman, and then at the time of the chasima, he says, I changed my mind. I want it now to be for.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's to a certain extent, they're all sort of a prototype, aren't they? You were saying, can you use it for someone else? If you're not, obviously, but to a certain extent, they probably are a bit of a prototype. I mean, sort of a, you get this, you get that. I mean, even today, I mean.
I'm not.
You mean the standard?
Standard, yeah.
Yeah, it's standard, but the problem is, what they're saying, there's a halacha of intent. I mean, the Shmuel said halacha of intent, not of what you write.
Yeah, but
if we have a rule where every woman had the exact same name, every man had the exact same name, you still need to see really small. You have to write for this woman specifically. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's not an issue of, so he had two wives.
It's not the issue of what she gets, it's the issue of this woman getting it.
It's the issue of him writing it for this woman who's going to get it.
Right.
So he has two wives named Rachel, and he thinks Rachel A, and then he says, I'll use Rachel B. So it's not Lishma. Look at Ramey Holz, you don't need Ksiva Lishma. As long as at the time of the Chasima, he was thinking for Rachel B, that's good enough. Okay, let's hold it here.